Okay, let's get started. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Nun Aleph. We are holding on daf Nun Amud Beis. We are at the Brisan, the third wide line of Nun Amud Beis, Tana Rabbanan. The majority of the daf is going to be dedicated to this Brisa. This Brisa is going to discuss the psukim that speak about a bas kohen who's mezana getting sreifa, and the Brisa is going to derive six different halachos from these psukim. So the Brisa extends to the top of Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, and then we go through prat by prat, line by line of that Brisa, and analyze it. On Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to show us that Rav Paskins on the type of misa a bas kohen gets, and the Gemara discusses why there's a need for psak halacha on such an issue, and that's going to open up the discussion of Hilchasa L'Meshicha. Then the rest of the daf is going to discuss the basis of the machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, and really there's a third sheet as well, but it's going to focus on Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, whereas Rabbi Yishmael holds only in Arusa Bas Kohen gets Refa, Rabbi Akiva holds both in Arusa and Nesua gets Refa, and what each of their sheetos is based on, where they find a basis for those sheetos in the Psukim. So today's shiur, like many of the recent shiurim, are sponsored once again by Avishai and Elisha ben Neumann, l'zchusur for Shalema, for Chaim Naftali ben Frumit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida bas Chaya. They should both have Rufur Shalema Besoch Shar Cholei Yisrael. So let's begin at Nudam Beis, at the Brisa, three lines into the wide lines. Tan Rabbanan, Ubas Ish Kohen Kisechel. So Yachla Filu Chilul Shabbos. So it refers to some Chilul. It's Ubas Ish Kohen Kisechel. So I would think any type of Chilul, that even if the girl is Mechalel Shabbos, that she should be Chayiv Sreifa, as opposed to normal skila that one is chayiv for being mechal Shabbos. Tamal omar liznos bechilul Shabbos nos hakasu medaber. That's why the pasuk goes on and says the next word, not just kisechel liznos, that it has to only be znos for which he's going to be chayiv sreifa. That's halacha number one. Number two, yachal afilu pnuya. I might think that she doesn't even have to be married to be chayiv sreifa. So nemar kan avia v'nemar la'alan avia mal la'alan znos imzika sabal afkan znos imzika sabal. So it says the word of via by Inara Amrasa as well. So over there, there's Znus, but there's also a Zika Sabal. There's some connection to a husband. So over here also, he uses the term Avia. So we see that there is some sort of Zika Sabal. This does not apply to a woman who's not married at all. It only applies to a woman who has some connection to a husband. So that is halacha number two that we derive from the Psukim. Halacha number three, O'enu Amar Avia Lahotzi Eskala Adam. I might have thought that the word Avia is there to tell me that she's only Chayiv Sreifa if she has bia with her own father. Kishu omer, hi mechaleles, havi kol adam amur. No, when it says hi mechaleles, that she's mechalel her father, that means that she's not having bia with her father. It means that she's mechalel her father, must be, because if she's having bia with her father, he's being mechalel her. So if she's being mechalel, if she's being mechalel her father, must be that we're talking that she's having bia with other people. Ha, ma, ni mekayim avia, namer kan avia, v'nam la'alan avia, ma'alan zvosim zikas abal, afkan zvosim zikas abal. And therefore we know that the term avia is there to teach me that she has to have some sort of Zika Sabal, but it doesn't matter who she has the Bia with. It doesn't have to be her father. It could be anybody that she has the Bia with, that she's going to be Chayiv Sreifa, and that is the third halacha that we derive from the Psukim. Fourth halachi, mala la naravi arusa, avka naravi arusa. Well, if I'm going to learn it from Nara Marasa, maybe this chayiv sreifa should be reserved specifically for a Nara Hamarasa, for a bas kohen who happens to be at the stage of Narus and only has erisin. Naravi hinasua, how do I know that if she's a Nara who happens to have nisuin, or bogeres vi arusa, or she's beyond the stage of Narus, she's a little bit older, she's a bogeres, and she's Narusa, or bogeres vi nisuin, or she's older plus she's in a suah, she's not in Arusa anymore. Va'afilu iskina, and even if she's beyond Bogaris, even if she's already a Zakena, minayin, how do I know that she's also Chayiv Sreifa as a Bas Kohen who's been Mizana? Tamalom, or Bas Kohen, mikol makom. That's why he says Bas Kohen, meaning any kind of Bas Kohen, regardless of age, regardless of stage of marriage, Bas Kohen automatically is included. That is halacha number four that we derive from the Pesukim. Halacha number five, Bas Kohen in the Elishani. Nises the Kohen. Nises the Levi Yisrael of Chavim L'Chalul Mamzul Nasin Minayin. I would only know that a Bas Kohen is Chayiv Shreifa if the person that she's married to is a Kohen. How do I know that it doesn't matter who she's married to, that even if she's married to a Levi or Yisrael, an Ovid Chavim, a Chalul, a Mamzul, a Nasin, how do I know that when she's married to any of those people, she's still going to be Chayiv Shreifa as a Bas Kohen? Tamalom or Bas Ish Kohen. Afal Pishen a Kohenes. She doesn't still have to be a Kohen. She just needs to be a Bas Ish Kohen. The Havamina is very interesting on this one. The Havamina is interesting on a lot of them, but the Gemara is going to discuss the Havamina on most of them. The Gemara doesn't discuss really the Havamina on this one. What exactly is the Havamina? That I would think that if she's married to someone who's not a Kohen, then she's no longer a Bas Kohen. Bas means the daughter of a Kohen. So the Havamina probably is something I want to point out, but that we're using the term Bas Kohen the way we'd use the term Ben Torah. When we describe Ben Torah, we're not talking about someone whose father's name is Torah. We're talking about someone that's a description of what the person is, that this person is has a shaychus, has a connection to Torah. So we would have thought that Bas Kohen means that she's in Kohuna, she's connected to Kohuna, which means she's married to a Kohen. So that's why it has to tell me, no, Bas Kohen is meant to be taken literally over here. How do I see that? Ubas Ish Kohen. You don't, that's not the way you refer to someone who's Shayuch to Kohuna. Bas Ish Kohen means that her father is a Kohen. It's very explicit that her father is a Kohen. Now, it's interesting also, the Havamina is, we said that, not just Havamina, even the Maskana, we said, it doesn't matter who she's married to. As long as there's Tfisas Kiddushin with whoever she's married to, then she's going to be Chayiv Sreifa. Here's the problem. Look at the list. Is there Tfisas Kiddushin on all of these people? Yes, a Levi, she has Tfisas Kiddushin with the Yisrael, yes. But then right away, third item on the list, Ovid Kochavim. She has Tfisas Kiddushin with an Ovid Kochavim, she's in Michaev Sefer because she's married to an Ovid Kochavim. Do we recognize any sort of marriage to an Ovid Kochavim? So the Achronim are all bothered by this Kasha. How could Rashi say that Kiddushin is Chal over here on Ovid Kochavim? Even if you say Kiddushin or Tofis Bechayev Elavin, by Nachri and Eved, there's certainly no Tfisas Kiddushin. That's explicit in the Sugya and Kiddushin Daf Samach Zayin. So there are many, many other Girsaos over here that don't have the word Ovid Chavim and instead have the word Kuti. So the Aruch Lenar says that the Tana of the Braisa must hold that Kutim are Gerei Emes Hain, and if they're Gerei Emes, therefore they have Tfisas Kiddushin. If you hold their Gerei Arayos, so then they're Mamish Goyim and there shouldn't be any Tfisas Kiddushin. So either if you have our girsa of Ovid Chavim, or even if you have the girsa of Kutim, but you hold Kutim or Geri Arayos, we have trouble with this line. How can you say that she's going to be Chayiv Sreifa, a Bas Kohen is going to be Chayiv Sreifa for cheating on her husband, when her husband is a guy? If the husband's not even Jewish, then it's not a husband. So the Maram Shik and the Rashash suggest that perhaps what Rashi means when he says the Ovid Chavim, it means that someone who comes from one of the Zayin Amim, and the halach is their Surim Bekal, but if they are Megayer, the Gerus is good, they're a Jew, and the Kiddushin is going to be Tovsin, but it's still Usser. So that's what it means, that even though this is a marriage that we don't approve of, the Imre Tzvi suggests that maybe what it means is a Mumar to Avodah Zarah, meaning not an Oved Kochavim in the sense, in the colloquial sense of a guy, but someone who literally is Oved Kochavim, meaning a Jew who happens to be Oved Kochavim, a Jew who happens to worship Avodah Zarah. So such a person, it's terrible, it's a horrible thing, but there's certainly Tfisas Kiddushin on a Jew who goes off the path, and therefore, says the Imre Tzvi, it actually works out in terms of the order, meaning we start with the highest, so Levi, Yisrael, and then after that we pick someone who can easily do tshuva and change his status. An Oved Kochavim, someone who's a Jew who happens to be Oved Avodah Zarah, can very easily go back, become a Baal Tshuva and become a Yisrael Kasher. Then a Chalal, who his children are not going to be allowed to marry Kohanim, but he's still allowed to marry Yisrael, and there will be no psul in that. And then a Mamzer is not even allowed to marry Yisrael, but at least comes from a Tipa Kshera. Then a Nasin that doesn't even come from a Tipa Kshera. So there's a certain Seder that's maintained if you say like the Imre Tzvi, that an Oved Chavim just means a person who is Oved Avodah Zarah. There are other suggestions as well, but that's something that certainly has to be dealt with over here. And then the Gemara says, fourth line from the top on Nun Aleph and Aleph, a sixth and final Alach in the Braisa, that he bisreifa ve'ein boala bisreifa, he bisreifa ve'ein zomemeha bisreifa. The Bas Kohen gets sreifa for this act of znus, but the boel does not get sreifa, and not only that, anyone who's made b'sheker against her and turns out to be an eid zomim, the eid zomim does not get her misa. The eid zomim, the eidim zomim, are going to get the misa of the boel, but not her own misa. Reb Lezer omer, and then Reb Lezer just adds, esavia b'sreifa v'eschamea b'skila. Her father is with sreifa, her father-in-law is with skila. What on earth does Reb Lezer mean by that? So the Gemara is going to have like five possibilities. What he means by that, it is not at all evident what he's talking about. Father, what did the father do? Father's getting skila, father-in-law, father's getting sreifa, father-in-law, what did the father-in-law do? He should get skila. So what that's talking about is going to be a discussion at the bottom of the Amud, going over to Amud Beis, and we'll get to it. But first the Gemara says, let's attack one by one. Let's attack each line of this Braisa. Amr Mar, so we started at the beginning of the Braisa, Yachla filu chilul Shabbos, that I would have thought that even if what she did had nothing to do with Znus, it all it was Chilul Shabbos that she should be Chayv Sreifa. Chilul Shabbos, Baskilahi. What do you mean Chilul Shabbos? I would think that she's Chayv Sreifa. She's already Chayv worse than Sreifa for Chilul Shabbos. If you assume like the Rabbanan, the Skila is Chamura mi Sreifa, she's already Chayv the worst. She's already Chayv Skila for Chilul Shabbos. So why would I have a Havamina that she's Chayv a lesser punishment for Chilul Shabbos? So Amarava Hamani Rabbi Shimoni, Damar Sreifa Chamura. No, we're assuming like Rabbi Shimon that Sreifa is more Chamur. So that's why there's a Havamina that a Bas Kohen that's Mechal Shabbos gets a more chamur type of misa. Why? Salka daiti chamina hol v'achmu b'rachmanu b'kani to Rabbi b'mitzvah siseros, because Kohanim are held to a higher standard. Since we do find that Kohanim have extra mitzvos, so we see that Kohanim are spiritually superior, and therefore more is expected of them. So when a Kohen is Mechal Shabbos, I would think that a Kohen gets a more severe onesh than a regular person. So tidon b'sreifa, and therefore she should get sreifa. Kamash Mlan. That's why he has to tell me that no, she doesn't get sreifa for Chilul Shabbos. She only gets sreifa for Znus, but Chilul Shabbos, she's just like any other Jew. So says Gemara, wait. So the Havamina was that a Bas Kohen would get sreifa for Chilul Shabbos because Kahuna in general, there's more expected of Kahuna in general. Well, Maishna Minei Didei, you know, a Kohen himself only gets Skila for Chilul Shabbos. If you hold that sreifa is more Chamur, what's the Havamina that only the female Kohen is going to be chayiv the more severe punishment for Chilul Shabbos? So says Marna, Salka Daita Chamina, Iu Dishtari Le Shabbos the Gabe Avoda, he Kivin the Lowishtari, the Gabe Avoda, he Kivin the Lowishtari Shabbos the Gaba, Ematidan Besrefa, Kamash Milan. I might have thought that we're more machmir on her Chilul Shabbos, because when it comes to his Chilul Shabbos, we see that we're somewhat makel with it. We allow a Kohen to do Avoda on Shabbos, and the Avoda involves Chilul Shabbos, so I might think, okay, so Shabbos in, Shabbos there, for the Kohen, it's not as big a deal. But for the Kohenes, we're never mad. Here, the Chilul Shabbos for a Kohenes, and that's why I would have thought there's a Havamina, we're justifying the Havamina that she should be Chayv Sreifa for her Chilul Shabbos. So that's the Kamash Mlan. It's interesting, what exactly is the Havamina, what exactly I might have thought that for a Kohen it's not as big a deal that he's Mechal Shabbos, because sometimes we're Matarit for him to be able to do the Avoda. Does that mean that Shabbos is not as big a deal for him? Meaning it's like sometimes you have doctors who get this, you know, who feel this way. They feel like, oh, you know, I'm allowed to be Mechal Shabbos with Pikuach Nefesh, so Shabbos isn't such a big deal. You need someone to turn on the light, so I'll do that too. You know, so Shabbos is like, doesn't apply. But that's not true. That's a terrible error. If Shabbos is Mutter Mishum Pikuach Nefesh, it doesn't mean you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos at any other time. So Shabbos is Mutter for the Avoda. That means that Shabbos is a lesser Shabbos for a Kohen than it is for a Kohenes, but perhaps it means that there's that we understand the psychology of it, at least. Meaning the Havamina is that we're not going to be as machmir on his Misa because he's not used to refraining completely from Chilul Shabbos. He's still going to be Chayv Misa, but he's going to be Chayv Misa like a regular Jew, not like a Kohen. Whereas a Kohenes, not only is she on a higher level of Kedusha because she's a Kohenes, but she's also never ever called upon to be Mechal Shabbos. So therefore we would think that she gets the more Chamur punishment. But even the Havamina that that she would get a more chamor punishment because she's a kohenes. That itself is an interesting idea. Is that true that kohanim a chil Shabbos of a kohen, meaning whenever you have a havamina and then kamash malan? So does kamash malan completely refute the havamina and say that that havamina is totally off base? Or no? Maybe there was some merit in that havamina. It's just that lahalacha doesn't play out to the fullest extent. Meaning that the havamina was working with the svara that it's worse for a kohen to be mechal Shabbos than for a regular person to be mechal Shabbos. That's the svara that we were working with. So is the kamash malan that no, it's exactly the same for everybody, kohen Yisrael, it doesn't matter. Everyone could be mechal Shabbos, cannot be mechal Shabbos the same? Or is the kamash malan that in a chinami it's worse, but the onish is still going to be the same? So Rav Yosef Engel writes in one of his svarim in Lekach Tov in Klal Yud that the havamina has merit to it, that kohanim have mitzvos yiserus mikol Yisrael, and that kedusha that kohanim have is mispashtos b'chol mitzvos. It extends to all mitzvos that a kohen does. So a kohen is shomer Shabbos. That Shabbos is a higher level Shabbos than a Shabbos that a Yisrael will ever be able to keep. That's what he suggests. That's the kedusha yisera creates a greater chiyuv in kiyum mitzvos. And he says that in the sefer Ahavas Yonasan and the Haftorah and Parshas Emor, he says quotes the same thing based on the Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara in Menachos that Memei asks Kol Nevelu Treifa Menov Menavema Lo Yochlu HaKohanim. Pasuk says, so the Gemara says that's a pasuk in Yecheskel. So the pasuk says that the Gemara says what, only Kohanim are not allowed to eat Nevelos and Treifos, and Yisrael are allowed to. So he said no, based on what the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Malachim that in Milchama it's mutter to eat Nevelos and Treifos, just like the Torah's Matir Yifas Torah we just read about. It's mutter to eat Nevelos and Treifos in Milchama as well. So that's what Yecheskel is saying, that even Los Lavim Milchama's Gog Magog, Kol Yisrael is going to be Ochel Nevelos and Treifos because they're going to be fighting the Melchama, but Kohanim should not eat the Nevelos and Treifos. Why? Because Kohanim are held to a higher standard, and therefore, while the Isser of eating Nevelos and Treifos applies to all Jews, Kohanim and Yisraelim alike, it's a greater Isser for Kohanim because they have a greater level of Kedusha. Well, Rav Yosef Engel, Lekach Tov, compares this to the Chakira, the Prima Gadim, by Matan Schara and Shal Mitzos. If an Avera that's done on Shabbos is more Chamer Avera than an Avera that's done during the week. Let's say I tell Lashon Hara on Shabbos. So Lashon Hara during the week is Aser also, and it has nothing to do with Shabbos. Prima Gadim is not sure. Maybe Lashon Hara on Shabbos is a worse Avera than Lashon Hara during the week. Meaning, just like there are more highly spiritually sensitive people, like Kohanim, maybe there are more highly spiritually sensitive Zmanim. That's what the Gemara says, that Amei Aretz Emas Shabbos Alehen. That Amei Aretz are afraid to do certain things on Shabbos, even though they don't mind doing, when it comes to Trumas Maisos, they don't mind doing those same Averas during the week. And maybe there's merit to that. Granted, there are many hours, but maybe there's merit to the idea that Shabbos you have to be, you have to, some people dress a certain way with extra tzniyos on Shabbos. You know, they never, women who never cover their hair ever any other time, but on Shabbos we'll cover the, you know, we'll put something on their head. Something like that, that there's something to Shabbos just being different because it's a more spiritually sensitive time. And that's what Rav Yosef Engel compares to this idea of Kohanim. So that's the suggestion. Now the other suggestion that the Achronim have over here is it true that Shabbos is never mutter for a Kohenes? That we're only going to allow a Kohen to do Avodah on Shabbos, but a Kohenes is lo ishtariya Shabbos legaba. Beis Yitzchak in Orchaim Simon Yud Beis asks the question: how can the Gemara say that we never are matir Shabbos for a Kohenes? Kohanos are mutaros b'shchitas karbanos tzibur. They're allowed. It's a Mishnah Mesechah Zvachim Daf Lamed Aleph. So if they're mutaris b'shchita, it's mistaver that on Shabbos they're allowed to shecht as well. Shabbos is you're allowed to bring the Karbanos Tzibur, and if a woman is eligible to do that, so then shouldn't she be allowed to be mechal Shabbos for the sake of the avoda as well? Not all avodas, only the avoda of shchita of the Karban Tzibur. So the Beis Yitzchak suggests that since Kohanos are not mitzuva in shchita sa Karbanos, only Kohanim or mitzvah in the shechita, so for a woman to do it, it's a rishus, and shechitas rishus is not going to be docha Shabbos. And he has a raya from the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Sadi Aleph when it comes to shechitas Karban Pesach. The Reb Lazer says an isha bePesach Rishon is chayiv to bring Karban Pesach, bePesach Sheni it's a rishus, and her bringing it is docha Shabbos. And the Gemara asks, if it's only a rishus, then her bringing of Pesach Sheni should not be docha Shabbos. So the Gemara has to come up with some answer, but you do see that anything that's a mitzvah's rishus is not docha Shabbos. So that's what he suggests, that even though in a chinami, a woman generally is allowed to shech the carbon seaboard, but she would not be allowed to do it on Shabbos. And that's what our Gemara is referring to when it says, lo ishtarya Shabbos legabah. The Beis Yitzchak also suggests women don't have a chelik with carbon seaboard because they don't give shkalim. So if they have no shaychus to the carbon seaboard, then they wouldn't be allowed to shech the carbon tamid on Shabbos. Evnei Nezer and Archaim Sim Tafnun Hey Oskes suggests that carbon seaboard have a din of mitzvah shazman grama, because carbon seaboard have a zman kavua, and therefore women are pturos memela for themselves. It would be aser to shech because they're not mitzuvos. Litzorech the anashim, it's also aser for them to be mechal Shabbos b'shchita, because if they're pater, then they have no sense of arvus for men. Meaning, even though there is a notion of arvus in Klal Yisrael that if someone else didn't do a mitzvah, I could still do the mitzvah for them and I could be motzi them in the mitzvah, but that's only if I'm also chayiv in the mitzvah. But women who are not chayiv in the mitzvah themselves have no sense of arvus for men in the mitzvah, and therefore mele they would not be allowed to shecht on Shabbos. Right? That's a reference to the Rosh of Maseches Brachos, where the Rosh writes that if women are not chayiv in Birchas HaMazon min HaTorah, then they cannot be motzi men in Birchas HaMazon because they're not bechlal arvus. That was the famous comment of the Dagum Ravava. The Nodbi Yud understood that Rosh to mean that women aren't included in arvus at all. That even in things that they are chayiv, and even like on Kiddush, that there is no sense of arvus, that a woman can't be motzi. And then a second Chiddush Dagum Ravava understood that just like a woman is not arev for a man is not arev for a woman either. There's simply the notion of arvus doesn't apply. L'chora, the first Chiddush, Rabbi Kiva Eger points out, the first Chiddush was wrong, that there's no such din. The Rosh never meant to say that women are not bechlal arvus, that there's no arvus. Like the Avnei Nezer says over here, it means that in a mitzvah that she's not mitzuva in, there's no arvus. But a mitzvah that she's mitzuva in, like Kiddush on Shabbos, of course there's a sense of arvus. And that's the Pashan answer to the Dagum Ravava's Kasha, of how men can be motzi their wives in Kiddush. If the man already was Yotze Kiddush Midaraisa by the Mimara, then the woman was not yet Yotze Kiddush Daraisa, how can a man be motzi her? There's no arvus. The answer is, of course there's arvus. She's chayiv in Kiddush. So Mela, of course there's arvus for a woman. The other Kasha that the Beis Yitzchak asks is that the Shittas Rambam is that a Zar is mutter ba'adakas ha-menorah. So l'chor, if a Zar is mutter ba'adakas ha-menorah, women are also mutter ba'adakas ha-menorah, and that would also be Docha Shabbos. So why can't we say that a woman, meaning our Gemara takes it as a davar pasha, that we're never matir Shabbos for a woman? Why not? Maybe for Adakas HaMenorah we would be. So the Achronim come up with answers for that as well, that for some reason the woman would not be allowed to be madlik the neros of the menorah on Shabbos. Okay, says Gemara further now. Yachla filu pnuya haluzanos ksiv. I might have thought that it's the Brisa said that even a pnuya who's a bas kohen is chayiv shefa. No, that's why it says kisechel luznos. That's why it says luznos to tell me that I'm sorry. The Gemara asks, why would I think a pnuya haluznos ksiv? Isn't it obvious therefore that we're talking about a married woman? No, because the havamina is that we'd assume like Rabbi Eliezer that even when a pnuya that's also called znus. That's why we'd have a havamina that applies even to a pnuya. So the Brisa continued. Maybe the word avia is only there to teach me that if she has that she's only chayiv strefa if the man that she slept with is her father. So elamai nihu shezinsami avia. Wow, we want to say that she was mizana from her father. Elamayiri bas kohen afil bas yisrael nami. If the only case that she's chayiv strefa as if she was mezana with her father, then why would that be special about a bas kohen? The same halacha would be true about a bas Yisrael. Why is this only a chiddush by a bas kohen? A bas Yisrael that's zinsa me'avia is also dina b'strefa. After all, da amar Rava, amar li Rav Yitzchak bar Avudimi, a daughter that's mezana with her father, asya heina heina. We learn from a gzera shava, from the word heina. It says by someone who's mezana with bas bito, it says the ki ervascha heina. And by Bas Ishto, who's not his own daughter, it also says Heina, and the Chum make a Gzeres Shava from the word Heina to the word Heina. That just like by Bas Ishto, we equate Bita to Bas Bita, so too by Bita, we equate his own daughter with Bas Bito. So even though it doesn't say in the Torah, the Skri of Srefa by your own daughter, it only says it by Bas Bito, the Gzeirah Shavah teaches that it's the same. So once we have this Gzeirah Shavah that a bas is usher like bas bito, asya zima zima, we could then learn an additional Gzeirah Shavah of zima zima to teach that she's chayiv sreifa, because it says by bas ishto zima hi, and by no say isha v'ima, it says also zimahi, it says the same lashon of zimahi. So just like isha v'ima, the chiyuv is sreifa, so too by mezana and bas ishto or bas bita, the onesh is going to be sreifa. And then you use heina heina to apply the same to sleeping with one's own daughter. So what's the havamina that a bas kohen is only chayiv sreifa if the man that she was with was her father? She doesn't have to be a bas kohen to be chayiv sreifa for that. If the man that she was with was her father, even a bas yisrael would be chayiv sreifa. So says Gemara, no, itzrich. I still need to say himachalelus to teach me, because salkadai dechamina kra lafuke midrava. I would have thought that the pasuk of Avia comes to tell me that to say not like Rava, that only Kohen who's baal bito is chayiv sreifa, but not Yisrael baal bito. Midgali rachmana bevas Kohen v'lo bas Yisrael kamash milan. From the fact that the Torah says it dafka by a bas Kohen, not by a bas Yisrael. So I would say, so that's where the Torah is teaching me that if one sleeps with his own daughter, he's not chayiv sreifa. She's not chayiv. So that's why he mechalelus teaches me that znus with anybody, not just with her father, is for a bas kohen is going to be chayiv sreifa. And mimele, there's room to say that anyone who sleeps with their own father is also going to have a chiyuv sreifa. Now we move on to the next halacha that we mentioned in the brisa. Bas kohen ein li ela sheniseis lekohen. So he said, I would only know that a bas kohen is chayiv sreifa if the man she's married to is a kohen. Niseis lelevi liyisrael lechav lechalal nasan lemamzer minayin. How do I know that she's married to anybody else in the world, that she's also chayiv sreifa? So tamalomer bas ish kohen afal pi she'in a kohenes. That's why it says bas ish kohen, even if she's not a kohenes. So the Gemara says, how could there have been a havamina that a bas kohen that's mentioned to any of these other people is not included in the parsha? What, mishum de insvuluhu lahani lav bas koheni? Because she married one of these other people, that would mean that she's not a bas kohen. Midi kohenes le kohen ksiv. What did the Torah say? Kohenes who's married to Kohen, it says Ubas Ish Kohen, which just means that her father is a Kohen, and that's true. No matter what she does in life, her father will always be a Kohen. So why would I have a Hava Amina that it makes a difference who she's married to? Who she's married to shouldn't matter at all. Says Marno, Sal Kadait Chamina, Ki Seichel is Nos Amarachmana. I might have thought that since it says Ki Seichel is Nos Hanimilechadka Mitachala Hashta, that it's only if she's being Mischalelus right now through this Nos, and before that she was not Mechul. But a girl who's married to a chalal, a mamzer, a nasan, since she was already mechulelas from the time she got married, she got married. Amar mar ubas kohen kitia liishzar kivan shenivala lepasala. Once she's already at bia with a mamzer and us, and anyone who's also love a bakal psala, she's pasala kuna forever. She's never going to be allowed to eat truma. She's never going to be allowed to marry a kohen. So that's the havamina, that the whole parsha won't apply to a woman who's already. That the parsha is talking about a woman who, through this act of znus, is being mechalel herself, but she was already mechalel herself. It wouldn't apply, and the same. So that would explain why I would need to be told that why there's a havamina that if she was married to a nas and a mamzer, that she would not be chayiv sreifa. But what about it to a levi or yisrael? She's not mechalelas when she marries a levi yisrael. So Gemara says no. Also, the levi yisrael nami, she's a nifsal from achilas truma when she marries a Levi in Israel. Because the pasuk says that the shavel beisavia kinureha, that if a girl gets married, perfectly kosher marriage to a regular Yisrael, so she, when she comes back after she divorces her husband, she can go back to her father's truma. Or when her husband dies, she can go back to her father's truma. Mechal d'chi yisei gabe lo achla, but so long as she's still married to her Yisrael husband, she's not allowed to eat truma. Say, eima lo tidon b'sreifa. I would say that she's already somewhat of a halal already while she's married to Yisrael, and therefore she should not be chayiv sreifa. So kamash malan, that's why from the extra word ish, it teaches us that it does not matter who she's married to. As long as her father is a kohen, mele she's going to be chayiv sreifa. Now we discuss the next thing in the braisa, udalok rabbi meir, meaning the meaning this din that the braisa is teaching me is against against the shita of Rav Meir, meaning not the next in the same din. The Bas Kohen that's married to a Nasan, a Mamzer, that she's going to be Chayiv Sreifa, is against Rav Meir. The Tnan, Bas Kohen Shenisis Yisrael, Va'achla Chuma, Mishalemes Asakelem, Ve'nim Shalemes Asachomesh. If a Bas Kohen is married to Yisrael and she eats Chuma, she's not allowed to, but she eats Chuma Bishogeg. Normally the halach is when one eats Chuma Bishogeg, you pay Keren, you pay Chomesh, you have to pay an additional 25%. But a Bas Kohen who's married to Yisrael and eats Chuma Bishogeg, she pays the Keren, she does not pay the Chomesh. Because the Chiv Chomesh is only for a Zar who eats Chuma, and she is not considered a Zar. Because if she could always go back to her father's house, if she doesn't have any children, she'll be able to eat Chuma if she ever returns to her father's house. So that's why she's not going to have to pay Chomesh. But umisasa b'sreifa, if she's Mizana, tachas her husband, she's like a Bas Kohen that's married to a Kohen, she's going to be chayv sreifa. Nisis lachem n'apsulin, but if she's married to a Chalal, a Nasan, or a Mamzer, mishalem is keren v'chomesh. She's now considered a Zar, she's not a Kohenes at all, and she's now going to have to pay keren v'chomesh if she ate the Trumah v'shogeg, umisasa b'chenek, and if she's Mizana, then her misa is going to be chenek and not sreifa. She no longer has a din of a Bas Kohen divrei Meir. So you see that this brisa is against Rav Meir, because our brisa said that it doesn't matter who she's married to. Yisrael, Levi, Ovid, Chavin, Mamzer, didn't make a difference. She's still going to be chayv sreifa. Rav Meir says, no, it does make a difference. If she's married to Nasan or Mamzer, she's not going to be chayv sreifa anymore. Her misa is going to be chenek. V'chacham momrim, zuvuzum, mishalmas karen v'lo chomesh, umisasa mishreifa. That regardless of who she's married to, she only pays Karen, not Chomesh. She's not yet a Zara, and also, if she's Mizana, she's Chayv Sreifa like a Bas Kohen, and not just Chenek like a regular person. Now the last line of the Braisa. The last line of the Braisa was extremely cryptic, not clear at all what it meant. That Reb Lezer says, her father is with Sreifa, and her father-in-law is with Skila. Maya Saviyah Veschamiyah. What in the world does that mean? Ilema Esaviyah Mei Aviha. If it means that if the man that she slept with was her father, that the halach is going to be sreifa, ve'eschamiha mechamiha, and when it says her father-in-law, it means that if the man that she slept with was her father-in-law, then it's a chiv skila. So my yiriya bas kohen, afilu bas yisrael nami, bita b'sreifa kalasa b'skila. That's always the halacha. A girl sleeps with a father, the chiv is sreifa, with a father-in-law, the chiv is skila. So why would that be only a din by a bas kohen? That can't be what Rabbi Lazar is teaching me. So it says Gemara, Ella, second possibility. Esavia, birushus avia. Esavia means that she was Mizana when she was still Be'erusin. So then she's Chayiv Sreifa. The Eschamiyah Birushus Chamiyah. Eschamiyah means that she was Mizana after Nisuin, and that's what she's going to be Chayiv Schila. Says Mara Keman, well, who are you assuming like? Ikar Rabbanon, if you hold like the Shita, the Rabbanon that we had in Daf Mem test, that Schila is more Chamer than Sreifa. Well, Ha'amri Nisui Yatsa Sreifa Vlo Arusa, the Rabbanon hold that only a Nisua gets Sreifa, not an Arusa, so it's backwards. And Ikar Rabbi Shimon, if you hold like Rabbi Shimon that Sreifa is more Chamer than Skila, Hamarachas Arusa V'Yachas Nisua B'Sreifa. That Rabbi Shimon holds that they both get Sreifa, that there shouldn't be a difference. So it wouldn't make any sense to be mechalik between Avia and Chamia. And Rabbi Lazar over here is saying that an Arusa gets Sreifa and a Nisua gets Skila. V'Ik Rabbi Shmuel, and if you're going to hold like Rabbi Shmuel, who's an opinion that we have not yet seen but is going to appear on Amud Beis, well, Rabbi Shmuel holds that the whole parsha of Bas Kohen is only about an Arusa, not a Nisua, but it still doesn't work because Amar Arusa Yatsas L'Sreifa V'lo Nesua, that an Arusa is different than a Bas Yisrael who would get Skila, and Arusa would get Sreifa but not a Nesua. But so if a Nesua Bas Kohen is not different than a Nesua Bas Yisrael, Eschamia Cheneku, meaning if a Nesua Bas Kohen, you got the Arusa part right, but a Nesua Bas Kohen is no different than a Nesua Bas Yisrael, so then the Halacha is not Skila, the Halacha is Chenek by a Nesua Bas Yisrael, Bas Yisrael and Bas Kohen. So it doesn't align with any of the three Shitos. So Gemara says, okay, maybe a third possibility of what in the world Rabbi Lezer meant. Shalach Rav and Mishrei Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chinina, Kachi Yatzah Shal Mishnah. Li'olam Kerabanan. Really, we're assuming like the Rabbanan, that a Bas Kohen that's Nesua gets Sreifa, Arusa gets Skila. Aye, but it was the exact opposite. Savachi Kamar. Kol shulim mata mimisa saviyah. What we mean to say when we say aviyah is any onesh that is a lesser onesh than the chi of misa one would normally get with their father. The normal onesh one would get with the father is sreifa. So any onesh that's below sreifa, umay nihu, nesua bas Yisrael, who gets an onesh that's below sreifa? A nesua bas Yisrael, the nesua bas Yisrael, b'chenek, because normally a nesua bas Yisrael would get chenek. Hacha, if that same girl is a Bas Kohen, that's Mizana, she's in the Suah, that's a Bas Kohen, b'misa saviyah b'sreifa. She gets upgraded to Sreifa. V'kol she l'mala b'misa saviyah, u'mayniyu arusa bas Yisrael, and anyone who would normally get, if she were a Yisrael, something worse than Sreifa. And what's that? That's an arusa bas Yisrael, would normally get worse than Sreifa. Dilar arusa bas Yisrael b'alma b'skila, because arusa bas Yisrael gets skila, which is worse than Sreifa. So when she's bas kohen, b'misas chamea b'skila, she would get the misa of sleeping with a father-in-law, which is the misa of skila. That must be what Rabbi Elazar meant. Maskel Rabbi Yirmiyah midi lemaila lemata katani. That is a very convoluted reading of Rabbi Elazar's statement. Anyone who normally would get a misa that's lower than the misa of avia, now that she's a bas kohen, is upgraded, gets the misa of avia. It doesn't say lemaila lemata, up or lower. So the whole thing is a very convoluted reading. Ella am Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says a different shot in what Rabbi Elazar meant. The Olam Kerabi Yishmael. That really we have to assume that, like Rabbi Yishmael, which is the Shita we have not yet seen, that an Arusa Bas Kohen is Chayiv Sreifa, and a Suah is Chayiv Chenek, like a Bas Yisrael. Aye, but we said that the Skila, not Chenek, Vachikamer, Esavia, Birshus Avia. Esavia means, like we said, when she's still in Arusa, the Sreifa. The Eschamia, Mechamia. But Eschamia did not mean when she's in a Suah. Eschamia meant if the man that she slept with was her father-in-law, then it's Beskila. And Kaladam Bechenek, but if she's Mizana with anybody else, it would be Bechenek. So this reading of Rabbi Eliezer splits the Esavia, the word Es in Esavia, from the word Es in Eschamia. Esavia means while she's still under the jurisdiction of her father. Eschamia means the man she slept with was her father-in-law. So they mean different things. So Amar Rava, Maishna, why would you distinguish between the word Esavia and Eschamia? O Edivi Mamish, either they both mean that that's the person she slept with, O Edivi Rishos, or they both mean that she's in the Rishos of that person. Esavia is the Rishos of Avia, and then Eschamia would have to stay consistent, would have to mean she's in the Rishos of her father-in-law. Ella Amar Rava, I lost count already of how many different possibilities of explaining Rabbi Eliezer. Well, there's a fourth or fifth already. We have to say Rabbi Eliezer means something else. The Olam Krabi Shimon. Really, we're assuming like Rabbi Shimon that Sreifa is more chamor than Skila. And therefore, in Arusa Bas Kohen is Mizanas Chayv Sreifa. Aye, the Kasavra, we asked before, then therefore Nesua should get Sreifa as well. The Kasavra Bilazar, Nesua ka Arusa. Ma Arusa chadarga maskinan la, me skila le Sreifa, af Nesua chadarga maskinan la, me chenek le skila. It's true that Rabbi Shimon held that both an Arusa and a Nesua Bas Kohen get Sreifa. Well, that's not what Rabbi Eliezer holds. What Rabbi Eliezer holds is that a Bas Kohen gets upgraded by one level. What if a Bas Yisrael would have done the same act, she'd get a certain Misa, Bas Kohen's Misa is one level stricter. So by an Arusa, a Bas Yisrael that's an Arusa would have gotten Skila, so Bas Kohen, Sreifa. A Bas Yisrael that's a Nesua would have gotten Chenek. So Bas Kohen, Skila. That's what Rabbi Elazar meant. So Esavia means Tachas Avia, Eschamia means Tachas Chamia, and that's why it plays out that way. Maskel Rabbi Chanina, Hayidi Vidi Rabbi Shimon B'Sreifa Kamar. Yeah, but that doesn't align with Rabbi Shimon. Meaning, how could you say that Rabbi Elazar is holding like Rabbi Shimon? It's not like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds that they're both Chayiv Sreifa. So says Mara Elam Ravina Liolam Karabanan. Epoch, Esavia B'Skila V'Eschamia B'Sreifa. You have to say like the Rabbanan, just flip it around. Vaidika Amar, Esavia, Sircha. When it says Esavia Veschamea and doesn't just use the normal Lashon of Arusa and Nesua, that is just explaining all of it, you have to just say it's just an expression that we're using because the Tanakhama used such a Lashon where explaining the Psukim of Esavia. So we're using those terminologies even though there's better words to use like Arusa and Nesua. Amram Nachum Ram Rabu Amrav Halacha Ketushalach Rav Mishmeid Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. We paskin that like the Rabbi Lezer holds that like the Rabban that Nesua Bas Kohen is Besreifa and Arusa is Beskila.
Amar Rav Yosef, Hilchsa L'Mashicha. You need to tell me what the halacha is about Chiyuve Misa. It's Hilchsa L'Mashicha. Amar Le'Abaye, El Me'ata, Shchitas Kachim, Lo Lisni, Hilchsa L'Mashicha. So watch, we should never have a psak halacha in all of Seder Kachim, because it's only Hilchsa L'Mashicha, and it's not Nogei L'Maisa. Of course we pass on halachas, even if it's Hilchsa L'Mashicha. Elo, we have to say, Mishum Drosh V'Kabal Schar, Hachnami Drosh V'Kabal Schar. Even on Hilchsa L'Mashicha, we're Drosh V'Kabal Schar, it's worth it. So Hachi Kamri says, no, that's not what I meant to say. What I meant to ask is, Hilch Salam Li Sugi Deshmaita Halach Kamar. This Sugi is not dealing with an issue of halacha, whether you're Chayiv or Potter, that you need to paskin like somebody. Because whether you hold like Ravina, whether you hold like Ravin, Reb Lazar holds like the Rabban, that an Arus B'Skilin and Suz B'Sreifa. The whole machlokas is how to teach up the Lashon of Rabbi Eliezer, of Esavia B'Sreifa, Eschamia B'Skilin. They're not even arguing in halacha. They're arguing in how exactly to read Rabbi Eliezer. He says, that's the part that I was bothered by. Why would you get into such detail about how exactly one is supposed to read Rabbi Eliezer? Now, the next stage of the Gemara is going to say, my Rabbi Shmuel. We keep on referring to this Shita of Rabbi Shmuel, but we never actually express what that Shita of Rabbi Shmuel is. So I fell a little bit behind over here, but Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll try to catch up with my Rabbi Shmuel.